Because Dr. Bajaj, I would ask you to ask your proportion of patient Addis Bedane, any case you pursue nausea, vomiting, history of Crohn's disease, all right, reporting of abdominal pain. She's on no medication of Crohn's disease at the time. She said she'll be started on Humira soon. Sedation was given with the date of birth is 6/5/1985. Moderate gastritis, bisecting or required revision, Tazera Barsha, Hotelic Gastrophysiology, Bagans, Amazila, Pushup, and Company, Special Turnan, Cable, Jerry, the Director, C. Square, Director, and Fisima, is any call, the plant pressure, and the plant pressure based on cecum. The base of cecum appeared to be having polypoid, numerous polypoid, small polypoid mass, with the numerous polypoid structure on the top of this mass, noted causing also causing distortion of the cecum. Could not see the appendiceal orifice. I'm not sure whether this is doesn't look like considered the Crohn's disease. Pull out neoplastic changes. The terminal ileum was difficult intubation because of the distortion of the structure nearby. Second is the polypoid mass. The terminal appeared to be mild donated, mild terminal ileitis, bacteria, things like that. So that's the colon appears to be unremarkable. No other colitis or proctitis noted. Dr. Fisher, then question to him, I'm doing this, sir, let's take a picture of my complication, find him with us in normal Zealand, number two, multi-border gastritis, multi-border duodenitis, and duodenal ulcer, not involved with duodenum. These changes with duodenitis ruling out the consistent with Crohn's disease, number six, landscape, cecum and terminal, number four, number five would be adequate repair, number six, cecum appeared to be having a polypoid mass with multiple a small polypoid structure on the top of the mass to cause a distortion of the cecum with no appendiceal orifice noted. It is also causing distortion in the ileocecal valve also. Question of Crohn's disease involved, but could this be primarily a neoplasm starting from the appendiceal area, or could this be a cecal polypoid mass serrated adenoma, but could not be removed completely with the help of colonoscopy. And number five, term ileum mild inflammation with distortion, bacteria taste like lungs, rest of the colon appears unremarkable, noise and colitis, proctitis, internal hemorrhoid, noted recommendation. Away from the term biopsy, the polyhelic microbiology, heard of proton fermenters, away from the smaller biopsy. Number four, away from the polypoid mass, even if the polypoid mass biopsy comes benign because of the nature of this structure, and this is about 2-3 centimeter in diameter, causes distortion of cecum. I would recommendation to have a selective cecal cecectomy to rule out adenocarcinoma, rule out sedated adenomas, or rule out neuroendocrine tumor, rule out lymphoma. And also, wait for the biopsy of small intestine. Patient needs to be restarted with Humira, which will be starting soon. And for the selective resection of the cecum, I recommendation to be seen to be referred to colorectal surgery for further evaluation and management. And if the patient, please send the copy to the patient primary care provider, Dr. Joseph Taverny, T-A-V-E-R-N-E, and cover the department center. They have a few hours. November 21st, 1st, 2nd, November 21st, 1st, 2nd, patient option.